The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Lawrence Leung.
Yes, that's right. It's radio's most popular wind farm. Welcome aboard. What have we got today? Well, Noiseworks. That's the big news.
Yes.
For the first time on Get This. Are you excited, Lawrence?
Oh, absolutely. Noiseworks.
I can do you a tape as well.
Fantastic. Give me a mixtape of Noiseworks greatest hits. Only one side, of course.
Oh, the other side will be the Choir Boys, I'm assuming. We'll have a very special edition of those 7-Up documentaries. That's coming up today. We'll be canvassing Australian television's new low. And we'll be asking, what's your addiction? It's all coming up on Get This, the show the Federal Treasurer describes as
psychobabble followed by exaggerated laughter.
Thanks very much, Queen. It's Get This on Triple M around the nation. Morning, everybody. It's myself, Tony Martin. It's that man, Ed Cavalier.
Morning.
And Lawrence Leung is back.
Good morning. Hello.
Thank you, Lawrence. Comedian, the man who can do the cube, the Rubik's Cube, in 53 seconds.
That's correct. Your memory's very good.
It's amazing.
It seems to me that if it's like you couldn't do more than one move per second, right? Mm.
Yeah, but apparently the world record now is 11 seconds, so I have no idea how they can do that. They must be taking the stickers off at a very alarming rate.
But surely, so 10 seconds, it means that you can do it in less than 10 moves, that really it can be done in less than 10 moves. Is that right?
Well, you can. Well, basically, a move is less than a second. You can, if quickly flipping the cube around. I hope this is very interesting for the listeners. I find the Rubik's Cube fascinating.
It's the whole show today. That's all I've got written here. Lawrence and the Cube.
I'm a speed cuber.
What have you been doing, moving out?
Yes, I've moved house, and it's quite stressful.
Sure is.
Had to go down to IKEA on the weekend, and the place is completely filled with young couples. Who would have thought? Young couples like a bit of Swedish modular furniture.
Do you like getting into that thing with the balls that where you leave the kids?
Yeah, that's where I live now. I live in a sack of balls.
Wow.
And because Ed's just moved in somewhere.
Yeah, I just moved in down the road.
Really?
This trauma?
No, it's great. We got a fridge yesterday. Washing machine's coming in a week or so. And then we're going to fix the dishwasher. And then after that's done, we're going to get onto the heating. And then we should be somewhat livable conditions.
Ping pong table?
We have a ping pong table.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I might talk a bit more about that later.
Yeah, a lot of inquiries about the concrete ping pong table with the metal net. People want to know how they can get one of those.
In Europe, Lawrence.
Yes.
Outdoor, in outdoor kind of parks, concrete table tennis tables, metal nets.
Oh, that's dangerous. That's a license to get some shinned knees or knees getting grazed and stuff like that.
How do you graze your knee on a net of a table tennis table?
If it's made out of metal.
How do you get your knees up there, though?
Oh, I see what you mean. It's like way up off the ground. you know, ball boys, you know?
All right, sorry.
Ball boys with their little ping pong balls. Yeah. Yes.
Ping pong ball boys.
Yes. Yeah. Tiny, I really thought that through, actually.
Scuttling midgets. What are we talking about on this program? How did we get here? Did you guys see that footage of George Bush swearing on the news?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What's he doing?
He did the old Naked Gun, not realising your mic's been left on. And he's at a conference and, you know, Tony Blair's gone over for a word. Did you play a bit of this on Rove last night, Mr. Marsden?
Yeah, what he says. Do you want to know what he said?
Just tell me.
He said all you have to do is get Syria to stop Hezbollah, to stop doing this S, and then, you know, everything will stop. Sorry, I've got a cold.
Yes.
He said the word.
There you go, Syria.
Yes, he's nicely done, Richard.
Wow.
But it's just a fantastic image. If aliens come down and want to know who's running the world, basically it's Boss Hogg. It's Boss Hogg sitting there at a table with just scooping a bit of bread on the end of a knife and sticking it into his mouth from the point
style.
Of the knife.
That's great.
Yeah, take care of Hezbollah and that shit.
And there's Tony Blair really sort of sycophantically leaning over going, well, maybe I could go out there and talk to them. I could say something to him.
Nah, just get Siri to sort it out, shit. I need to stick some more food in my mouth with a knife.
Hey. And it's just, that's who's running the world. Boss Hogg.
I feel safe.
Tony Blair, Roscoe B. Coltrane. And I love that when the camera's on, Christianity, all that gear. When they're off, get Hezbollah to sort that shit out. That's what's going on.
Yeah, well.
Get that image on a T-shirt. What sort of name is Leung? That's what I want to know. I used to work with an enormous Dutchman with a red beard. Now, is that one of the Leung family?
Absolutely, yep. Leung is actually Cantonese for Smith.
Right.
It's a very common name,
Leung. So it's not a Dutch name at all?
No, not at all.
This guy was Toad of Toad Hall. I was in a play of Toad of Toad Hall. Have you ever done that one, Ed?
No, I love it, though. Who are you?
I was the judge.
That's a bit boring.
I think I was about 16. You're guilty. So I think like that.
I played the Big Bad Wolf in a school play in grade prep.
Really?
It was Three Little Pigs, and I played the Big Bad Wolf, and I was pretty good, I must say.
Did you eat anyone?
I blew down a few houses.
Sweet.
You know, Ed's a professional actor. We should point that out. Yeah. We get him on and we make fun of his eating habits and his enormous bulk. But he's done a couple of movies.
Come on. I know where you're going with this, Tony.
When are you going to talk about that movie you've made, Ed?
Nah. What type of movies are we talking about here?
Bad one. Lawrence, the world's worst film I was in a couple of years ago. Thankfully, it's died a slow and painful death, and no one will ever see it.
One of the requisites for being on this show, or prerequisites if you prefer, is having been in a terrible Australian film that hasn't been released.
Haven't we all been in one of those?
Have you, Lawrence, have you chalked one up?
I've done a cameo in a film that's about to come out at the Melbourne Film Festival.
Well, that doesn't count because it was popular work, and it's in a film festival.
But I don't know if it's any good or not.
It's got to be...
What's it called?
Unreleasables, what we want on this show. What's it called?
It's called Rats and Cats.
No, that's too good.
The story of Rat Cat?
Yes, it is, yes.
Of course.
Simon Day and That Ain't Bad.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, I'm there.
I'm in a film called Guru Wayne. A whole bunch of us. Bob Franklin's in it. Peter Hellyer's in it. Just never been seen.
Reprising your role as the judge from Toad of Toad Hall.
I'm a man at door, I think.
Man at door? Ooh. Man at door one or two?
One?
Yeah.
Career's not going that badly. While Ed is in a film, he's not even going to name it.
Nah, not allowed.
What genre is it in?
Like, shockumentary?
All right.
Crapumentary?
Cards on the table.
One of these days.
Let's get on with this program. Plenty coming up. We're going to go right back into history with some 7-Up gear. That's going to be next on Get This. That's Snow Patrol, is it? Yes. Of course it is. You're all I have here at Get This. And Lawrence Leung, comedian Lawrence Leung, sitting in with us today. Any projects up on blocks you want to flag?
I'm doing another show in the Melbourne Fringe Festival later this year, and it's about the Rubik's Cube, actually.
Are you joking?
Oh, one track mind.
How do you get a whole show out of that?
It's not just about the Rubik's Cube, it's about childhood and love letters I used to write and that I never delivered. I found them recently underneath my bed in a suitcase.
What a gold mine.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's therapy doing the show, I must say. There's a lot of angsty poetry going on there.
If you got any stuff like that, you want to bring in, Ed?
What?
Poetry.
Sure. No.
I think I'm just thinking we need a poetry segment on the show.
All right, done. I'll write some poetry. No worries. What are you into? Verse? Prose?
Anything that doesn't use the word Nantucket would be acceptable.
It's hard to rhyme Nantucket without swearing, of course.
Yeah. This time slot, it certainly is. Did you guys see 60 Minutes where they were talking about the 7-Up films?
No, what were they saying?
You know the 7-Up films where they follow people for 7 years and then they go back and bother them? I've got some.
Have you?
You want to have a 7-Up segment on the show? Yeah. Got some footage here. This is a kiddie when he's 7. Have a listen to this.
When I grow up, I'd like to be the president of the entire world.
Oh, would you really?
And also have magic powers.
Right, anything else?
And a really fast bike.
See, I think we were all like that when we were 7, weren't we?
Yeah.
Idealistic. Then now let's cut to 14.
I want to be a famous scientist who discovers stuff like cures for things and
what else?
New inventions that help people.
Oh, that's great. New inventions.
So idealistic.
Yeah, nice.
Now let's go forward to 21.
I want to be an actor.
Right.
And write plays and do... you know, important work, stuff like, you know, maybe write a novel or music, you know, write a great song, something that, you know, affects people, something of substance.
Wow, a great song, imagine that.
That's
deep. Well, now let's jump a few and let's go to 42 up and have a listen to that bloke now.
And that was Nickelback here at Get This. And stick around. Next up, which animal would you steal from the zoo?
We should bring that segment back.
Wow, you've accomplished your dreams there, Tony.
Which animal would you steal from the zoo?
I'm sensing a dovetail, Mr. Martin.
I had Tony Wilson, author Tony Wilson of the fine book Players, call me up and say that Ed's dovetails are the best new idea he's heard on radio in 5 years.
I believe you, so that's great.
I don't know if he hears a lot of radio, Tony Wilson.
Forgotten. Let's move on.
What's that story with orange felt pen on it?
Oh,
come on.
What I was going to do. Yeah, in Berlin. I just got back from Berlin, Lawrence.
Oh, la-di-da.
Okay. World Cup. Now, this guy is a postal worker who's been caught with thousands of letters. A Berlin postal worker had several thousand of undelivered letters in his basement. And he says, there's just too many. I couldn't deliver them all myself. But he's promised to get round to it when he has time.
Oh, wow. He's more Australian, most slacker Aussies.
If I was that bloke, I'd just put them all in a box and take them up to the post box on the corner. Just someone else's problem.
He said that he's hoping his friends were going to come and help him, but they didn't. So it's their fault.
I think he has no friends.
Oh, no.
His friends. Obviously, he didn't used to deliver leaflets when he was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. You just go and dump them all in the creek. Is that what everyone does? Yeah. Or occasionally, if you can manage it, the school incinerator.
There you are. Not bad.
Is that legal? Yeah. Hey, watching the news last night, and do you love it when they have to cross over to the war in the Middle East?
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many satellite links that they have like a really long gap.
Oh, it's quite long
between the newsreader. Yeah. Have a listen to how long the gaps are getting on the Channel 10 news.
We cross live now to Alessio Vinci, CNN's correspondent in Beirut. I might add here that there is a slight delay in this satellite link. But Alessio, what is Israel targeting today? And do you know why they've specifically chosen those targets?
Hello, Mark. Well, we woke up this morning to the sounds of loud explosion.
Oh, that's forever.
It sounded like he didn't know the answer.
He was Googling it really quickly.
But, you know, that's just space that's going to waste.
Yeah.
You know, imagine all those gaps if you added them all up. Don't you think they should be selling advertising in those
spaces? Now we're talking.
That'd be a great sound.
But Alessio, what is Israel targeting today? And do you know why they've specifically chosen those targets?
Gendarmerie. Rated M. Now showing in cinemas everywhere.
Hello, Mark. Well, we woke up this morning to the sounds of loud explosions. It's been pounded now for several days. There's not much else.
How is the civilian population coping with the continuing bombardment?
A bit more traffic, perhaps, today, Monday morning. But this is an area of Beirut where usually you have thousands of people in the streets going about their business, traffic jams. We're not seeing anything of that today.
Any evidence yet of the international community starting these mass evacuations we've been speaking of?
Hey, mobile phone buyers, don't waste your time shopping around for great deals and offers. Call Crazy John on 1322.99.
Yes, we have seen already a lot of Europeans, especially leaving this country. Italians.
That will take off.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
You've given them the idea now, Tone. They're going to do it.
Look at the guys in sales. Yeah. Never seen so much activity. Not since wear your jeans to work day.
Never seen so much innovating going on. It's challenging.
It also takes the harshness off the news as well.
Yeah.
It does.
Lightens things up a bit. Do you like how that guy, he addressed us as, attention mobile phone buyers. Like, is that me? Who are these people?
That's crazy, that guy.
Yeah.
Confirmed crazy.
Yeah, confirmed.
Can we go any lower, do you think, on Australian TV?
No. Are you talking about skating?
Knives on shoes.
Oh.
We don't like knives on shoes on this show. Yeah. Skating, have you seen that show?
No, I've seen the promos for it, though, and it just looks like, hey, we've got some pretty people with blades.
And then covered in cuts and bruises and injuries.
Yeah.
It's Fight Club on ice.
Yeah, no, I would watch that. If it was Celebrity Knife Fight on ice, then I would watch it. But I'd have to know who the people are. I'm sorry, but Jake Wall, that's a made-up name. Like, he's
Jake Wall.
Yeah, do you know who that is?
No.
Exactly. So why do we care if he falls over on ice?
Is that Jennifer Hawkins?
Oh, is it?
Boyfriend?
Yeah. I still don't care.
They need to have some Disney characters on ice.
There we go.
With them. That's what I'd like to see.
With knives!
There we go. Mickey chasing Jake Wall with a
knife.
Believe it or not, they can go lower. We're going to talk about the new low that is Australian television next on Get This.
Get This.
They want to be social workers. Go and get a job at Lifeline.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito on Triple M.
It's Get This on Triple M, and coming up soon, we're going to play What's Your Addiction? It could be anything. It could be noise works. Well, I guess that's not very likely. Anyway, it'll be over soon. Meet you on the other side. We get the idea. Noiseworks, no lies. Here, get this on Triple M.
Tone, I worked at a Noiseworks concert for the M's in Sydney.
Yes,
a little while ago.
What did you do?
And I was just like being like a, you know, black thundery dude that type. And the guy who runs the venue came up to me. He was an Irish guy, and he said, "What kind of band is this?" I said, "Oh, this is Noiseworks." He goes, "What, are they popular here?" I said, "Well, I guess they kind of used to be, and you know, people still like them." He goes, "Oh, their songs sound like the feckin' Baywatch theme."
I pay that.
I said, "Yeah, you're right." What is this?
I love feckin' Baywatch. Is that on this week? Lawrence Leung is with us, comedian Lawrence Leung. You know, Ed Cavalier here has just been... Did you hear any of his World Cup updates?
No, I didn't.
I look, Lawrence, it was...
You're very lucky being in Germany at the time.
I was. You've already said it was la-di-da.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind. I'm a flip-flopper.
It's so informative. I can't believe you didn't... We can do you some discs if you want. Burn Lawrence, you some.
Oh, please,
don't,
please.
Don't waste your life.
A lot of people are emailing in saying, what next for Ed? You know, they liked his constant Fister updates from Berlin.
The constant what updates?
Otto Fister, coach of Togo.
Come on, okay. Lawrence.
We're moving on. Now, what's he going to do now? Paul Nelson has the answer. He wants Ed to do constant Yobbo's up the guts updates.
Happy to. I'll take on the Russian film directors.
Information from the set of Yobbo's up the guts, which is an Australian film currently shooting in South Australia with Bill Hunter, Warwick Capper, and Mark Jacko Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the only word you could think of there. I agree. Wow. What's going to happen? Bill Hunter's now directing because... the Russian film director got into a punch-on with Warwick Capper.
Yeah.
Fifi Box yesterday tells me it's possibly a stunt.
Yeah.
That's what someone in our Brisbane office reckons.
Is that right?
It's all been staged to get, you know, Yobbo's up the guts talk happening on the radio like this.
Okay, but, we need some publicity, so maybe if Marsden start punching us.
Yeah, we need a bit of a punch-up,
you know?
Here.
Don't need publicity for that.
And I've got tight shorts. I've got tight shorts like Warwick Capper.
All right, now we're getting somewhere.
But do you have your nose flattened against your face? Well, hang on, so if it's a publicity stunt, so they've gone, how can we get some publicity for this film? I know, just punch Warwick in the face. That'll work. And he's gone with that.
Yeah, and it's worked.
He's quite happy with that.
Yep.
We've also had people emailing in after yesterday's show. Sonia said, I'm pretty sure that Ed will not be able to bring himself to watch the skating program tonight, so I've done it for him.
Thank you. And Sonia, I attempted to watch it. I got through about 2.5 seconds, and I just couldn't bear it any longer.
Oh.
So how'd it go? Sonia hasn't let us know how it went.
No, she says there's it's a full report here.
Right.
No fingers being sliced off footage yet.
Right. Well.
What she's obsessed with is there's two judges who are trying to be the nasty judge.
That's not going to work.
Because normally you either have your Kyle Sandilands, you have your Bernard King.
Yeah, and you have your judge who kind of knows about whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like you kind of, you know, your technical judge.
That's right.
And then your nasty judge.
And the mean one.
And then your heart judge, like your everybody's friend judge. You know?
Could they have Bernard King? Could they have him just in a block of ice, just sitting there?
Not bad.
Still... firing Bon Mo's.
Beautiful.
That's Disney. Disney's on ice.
That's true. Literally.
Not bad.
So they say, but apparently one of the nasty judges described Trish Broadbeach.
Who's that? Come on.
I'm not sure. As being like Helen Keller on skates. That's a bit harsh.
Whoa.
What's going on? But is that, you know, okay, so that's skating injuries every week on your TV. Is that... as low as we can go in this country.
How low can we go?
Has to be.
These shows here, I haven't seen Honey, We're Killing the Kids.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Have you seen that one? It's not children being murdered on television. Wow. Tonight on 10.
That is a new low if it was.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they show... fat people's children's morphing. So they basically show a computer program showing their kids morphing and what they'd look like when their kids grow up.
Wow.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
So that's how it works. So it's you see yourself as a rosy-cheeked youngster.
Yeah.
And then 30 years later, interviewing Tony Abbott on the Sunday program with a Subway sandwich in one hand and a thick shake in the other. Really, Mr. Abbott? Is that right? No, really, it sounds like a fascinating policy.
Don't you reckon Laurie should just be
sipping at it? None left.
Sucking on a thick shake during those interviews. A different snack every week.
That'd be nice.
Because, you know, Eddie Maguire's threatening to axe the Sunday show.
Oh, what for?
It's a bit dry and dusty and old.
Yeah, I think I learned something once when I watched it. We can't have that on, no.
Yeah, I know.
I want to tune in and just see what's Laurie eating this week.
So is that as low as we've gone? No. What's going on in this show?
This article goes on. This was Robin Riley writing in the Melbourne Herald Sun. She talks about a show called You Are What You Eat, a show that aims to disgrace the gastronomically challenged by setting them... disgrace them. Before setting before them a table weighed down with their own junk food diets.
Okay.
It's meant to make them feel ill.
That's all right. I'm cool with that.
Okay. That new genre of television is make fat people cry.
Shame. The shame-tumentary.
That's what they should call it. Make fat people cry. If it, but this is the part. See, you're fine with that, Ed.
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you fine with
that?
With this, nutritionist Gillian McKeith's diatribe about the state of their stools should do the trick.
Hang on.
Apparently, that's what they're doing on the show. Have you seen this, Nikki?
What happens,
Marcel? Have you seen it?
What happens?
I don't know. But they're examining people's stools on Channel 10. As Robin Riley says, when did we sink so low that having your mug flashed on a television screen was worth the world knowing that your stool was the foulest smelling ever? You know, what is that old joke? And leave show business? I mean, shadow. Wow. Is that what they're doing?
That's as low as we can get, surely.
Your stools are a disgrace. Look, you're happy with that, are you? Just not trying. See what they're doing on Channel 10? I haven't seen it. I guess it makes a break from the continuous Law and Order.
Yeah. Wow. Primetime stool.
Sorry, honey, my stools are foul. Stool or no stool? The biggest stool. Stool. This work? Stool. Is that what they're doing on Channel 10?
I like how you didn't even try to sing in tune or anything. Look at yourself going, stool.
What else have we got on the TV that's
apart from stools, you can't really get any lower than that.
Yeah, come on. Where are we going to go from there?
What about, I was going to say, the running of the stools.
Sorry, yeah?
What about the running of the bulls? Have you seen that footage?
It's never what you want it to be.
I love watching people getting killed.
So do I, but it's never that. That's the problem, Lawrence. It's always like, oh, look, you know, one person got a bit gored of the hundreds of, however, thousands of these idiots run down the street.
Yeah.
But I've worked out a new way to do it. 1 year, they don't tell anyone, right? And they all start running down the hill. Bulls are chasing them. They don't know. We've released some bulls from the other end.
That's a great
idea. Because then what they do is they jump the fence. This is the kicker, right? People jump over the fence and like, sweet, I'm safe. They jump the fence. It's just bulls with people's clothing on. Bulls everywhere.
Too many good ideas.
Oh, that's a TV show. That's a TV show.
Yeah.
So if we get this, so we've got the multiple bull attacks.
Yeah.
We've got running ads for Harvey Norman in the gaps while they're crossing on the satellite to Lebanon.
Yep.
And we've got stools as well.
Yeah. We've got the biggest stool.
Honey, I released the bulls.
A friend of mine works in a big office block in the city at some kind of public service job, and he reckons that every month they have the running of the morbidly obese IT guys. Three or four people killed every week. That's Pete Murray with Opportunity. Here at Get This, brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Vito, I'll have you know. The van of the year. You aware of that, Ed? It's the van of the year.
Yeah, I know. I want them to give me one.
We still don't... Gee, could that be any more blatant?
No.
Cash for comment. Goodness me. I want to know where the van of the year pageant is staged and what the categories are.
That's beautiful. It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day.
Evening wear. We've had Lawrence Lerner's with us.
Hello.
He hasn't been offended by... You haven't been offended by me, have you?
No, not yet, but I'm waiting for it.
Well, a lot of people have called up, pointing out that, firstly, her name is not Tricia Broadbeach. It's Broadbridge.
Oh.
And she's on the skating program. We're going, who's she? And, of course, she's the widow of a tsunami victim. So just hit me with some booze. I didn't know that. Who would have guessed that?
Well, that's my fault as well. I did say that, but, you know, like, that's bad. Oh, well. Hey, Tone.
Sorry, a tsunami victim we know is going on skating programs. Is that what we're... I'm just making it worse, aren't I? I mean, it is an odd notion.
That's where we're at. And Matt called in. Thank you, Matt. Saying that he watches that You Are What You Eat in the UK.
Yeah.
And you know how they, you know, you're talking about the stool analysis. You know how they present the stools to them?
No.
They've got a little lunchbox.
Oh, no.
And they unveil them.
I was picturing someone like on the World Poker Tour, yeah, that Shana Hyatt's coming out with a tray with the stools on. Like, they bring the money out.
Almost.
I thought it would be like Deal or No Deal with suitcases, opening up the briefcase. There's your stool.
Stool or no stool.
So there you go. Thanks, Matt. Sick man.
Okay, let's see if we can clean up the mess we've created. Befouled our own program, as so often. Often is the case. Are we going up there?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Addictions. Let's talk about addictions here at Talkback Mountain. So many addictions. New addictions. People are addicted to their mobile phones. We've talked about this before.
Ah, yes. People had to go without them or something.
Yeah, the Melbourne Age, about last month, did this thing where they got young people under 20, to go without their mobile phones for a day. They couldn't do it.
What happened?
Their self-esteem was dropping.
Oh.
They were convinced that nobody liked them anymore. Getting the jitters.
They had crazy frog, you know, anxiety.
Now, has this happened to you, Lawrence? Do you have a phone?
Yeah, I do have a phone. I once went without a phone for a day because I accidentally left it at home. And I felt a bit of anxiety. I felt like, oh, no, what if people trying to contact me? Oh, my friends. I can't get back onto them. And then when I got home, no messages. I think I felt worse finding that out than I did without going with the phone.
I feel a little bit unpopular. With my friend Christian, he gets constant text messages, constant phone calls, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And if I'm with him, you know, I do feel a bit kind of not as cool because he gets all this contact and I don't.
All right. Well, see, I don't have a mobile, so I don't have that. I have the old, you know, standing at the letterbox. No one's written to me this week, anxiety.
Anyone sent me a telegram, anxiety. Why isn't the carrier pigeon coming, anxiety?
Why hasn't someone sent me an invitation via SMS to the Cronulla riots?
yes, indeed. What else?
Oh, I'm addicted to table tennis.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got one in the basement. And not the basement, that sounds wrong. Like the kind of rumpus room down in our apartment block.
Oh, no, that sounds right.
And I, yeah, it's for all our rumpus needs. And I'm getting really good, Lawrence.
Yeah.
I clean my flatmate up. We've played 9 sets, and I'm winning 8-1. I've got, So I'm putting actually, that's a challenge. Listeners, if you want to take me on table tennis,
I reckon I could take you on. I'm pretty good at table tennis.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up playing table tennis. That's all I ever did.
Well, we reckon that if you want to play table tennis in the Olympics, you just need to have had a table when you're a kid. You don't need to train or anything like
that.
No, because if anyone plays table tennis in the formative years, up to about 10 or 11, they're just infinitely better than anyone who takes it up after that.
And then that can lead to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And often at the Olympics, you'll notice only one person has a good bat. Someone has a ratty old one.
Dodgy bat.
With the rubber coming off it.
And that person has to play at the side of the table. It's got a slight lean in it, you know, a bit of water damage.
Have you ever played someone who holds the bat in a weird way? You know that weird Chinese table tennis way where they don't hold it like a normal bat. They hold it kind of upside down through their...
As if they've got talons, not a hand.
Yeah. And as soon as you see them walk to the table like that, it's like, I'm not going to play you. You know what you're
doing.
I'm
in deep trouble.
I can't take on the claw.
Anyway, sorry.
Addictions. I'm trying to think what else we're addicted to.
Yeah, what are you addicted to, Tone?
Popping plastic. I say this every time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you love the popping plastic?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a program. This is a 12-step program now.
Bubble wrap for those.
Any addictions, Lawrence?
I'm addicted to the red condiments. You know, the powder you find on the bottom of a barbecue-shaped box?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, I could shoot that up. Oh, I could snort it. I love that stuff.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, just snorting a few barbecue shapes.
Too many good ideas on this show.
What flavour is barbecue? That's what I want to ask you. Barbecue sauce and barbecue shapes? What constitutes barbecue flavour?
Oh, it's probably the taste of the grease which is on the barbecue plate.
Delicious. All right.
Hey, I'm addicted to Prize King Ed Cavalier.
Yeah,
you haven't had the Prize King hat on since you've been back.
Nah, I was hoping people would forget, and they have.
And what we've done is we've got... Oh, hang on. Have you got the what's in the box thing? This is... I thought what we'd do is...
Yeah.
Give a bit of suspense.
Yeah.
We've been sent some kind of box with a prize in it from Channel 9.
A prize tube from 9.
Yeah, which we haven't opened yet.
Nah.
And I thought what we'd do is, remember the kiddies from Patterson Lakes?
Yep.
We just steal one of their segments.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
I love that.
He changed.
Can we hear it again? I just love hearing it. It's Stewie from Patterson Lakes Primary School.
Genius. You know,
we spent hours coming up with fancy promos. And we've lost it.
I can do it.
Let's hear your version, Ed.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
That's pretty good.
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Now, let's find out what is in the box. All what right, have they sent us from the Nine Network?
It's a poster. It says, go, Carl, and then a picture of the robot that is Carl Stefanovic with a very alluring kind of like, you know, stare and an even more alluring hint of chest.
Look at that.
Look at that tuft.
But you'll notice no injuries.
Yeah.
What's going on there? So everyone in those ads, if you look in the Who magazine, is covered in cuts
black
and bruises. Nothing on Carl. What do you know? The only one who hasn't been injured yet. But how would they have known that when they did the ads?
It's a setup.
What's in the box?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, like Carl Stefanovic, of course you do. Now you can plaster your wall with his big head.
And that's going to be our winner.
Yeah, for the winner.
Because we've only got one poster.
The most addicted.
So for the first time, we're actually going to have to pick a winner here at Talkback Mountain. Call us with your addiction. Lawrence Loon's going to judge it. 133353. That's you too, Eric, at this beautiful day on Triple M. Lawrence Loong is with us as we play...
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
Clearly milk and cookies.
Thank you, Stewie, from the Patterson Lakes Primary School radio station. Three-block broadcast radius. If you're in those three blocks, tune in.
Yeah.
Find out what's in the box. We know what's in the box. A poster of Carl Stefanovic.
So steely, his gaze.
Yeah.
And what we want to hear about is addictions. Who's got one, Ed?
Yeah, hi, Jordan.
Ed, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, thanks, man. Now, you don't have addiction as such as a challenge, I hear.
Well, it is an addiction, I suppose.
What is it?
Because I'm pretty keen on the game, but I want to just give you an absolute pasting.
Table tennis.
Oh, table tennis, right.
Yes, okay.
Not covering it in condiments.
Have you ever been a professional or semi-pro or anything?
I'll play comp for one season as the Merchants of Menace on the Central Coast.
The Merchant of Menace?
All right. And who are the nemesises of the Merchants of Menace?
Well, I don't remember their team. Actually, I think they were called All Stars, very inventive.
Not very original.
No pun in that.
It was basically just a bunch of old guys. But they could hold their own.
That's all right. All right, Jordan. Well, so you're on the Central Coast in where? Which state?
No, that was that's where I used to play. I live in Melbourne now.
Oh,
all right.
And that's where you are, right? I mean, I can come around and give you a lesson or two.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a whitewash.
Oh, is that right? Oh, well, Jordan, I think we'll be speaking again. I've got to go now. But,
yeah, this isn't over yet.
This ain't over. You know, sorry, Lawrence?
I was just going to say, there's a lot of tough talk going on, but we're talking about table tennis here.
Never heard
serious
such
business. Thank you, Jordan. Hello, Katie.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. What are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to getting the lint out of the dryer.
Oh, getting into the lint filter.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I like it when it comes off in one big go.
Yeah. Now,
satisfying.
I'm a bit like you, I'm afraid. Do you have to get it after every individual load as well?
Yeah, sometimes there's not enough in there.
What do you do with the lint?
Yeah, that's
I throw it out.
Oh, okay.
You weirdo, Lawrence?
Yeah, it's just creepy. And then do you have to go your own belly button if there's not enough in
there? No, I can't touch my own belly button.
Someone comes in to do that.
Yeah. Another addicted person. Thank you, Katie. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. What are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to Carl Stefanovic.
Hey!
Can't help myself.
What about him?
He's got the loveliest smile.
Oh, doesn't he?
And he could probably beat you at table tennis. But,
okay, there's no evidence of that. So,
well, possibly not.
And so do you watch him on, you know, the show?
When I can. I'm on the ice skating show, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Okay.
But I sometimes watch him on the morning show. It just depends on...
Why do you think that he's not getting injured?
Well, he's probably superhuman or something.
A robot. Might, yeah. A robot. This is what I've been saying.
Well, see, he moves too smoothly to be robotic. Oh.
Really?
Well,
there's a point when movements become so smooth they're no longer robotic.
What's going on?
It could be.
You know, that's entire. Well, I think it's just, you know, maybe he has been injured, but because he's Carl, they don't want to, you know, let us down by telling us or make us worry. So they've possibly kept that a secret.
They don't want us to worry about Carl, huh?
No.
That's probably...
Or else he's been installed with the healing chip.
Catherine, I couldn't think of anyone who's more deserving of a Go Carl poster. Where are you going to put it up?
I'll everywhere, every time.
On the roof of my bedroom.
Well, Carl and his steely looks and hint of tough are coming your way.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Wow. That's the best reaction we've ever had to a prize, and it's my least favourite one.
Wow. Thanks for everyone who was addicted this morning. Lawrence, thanks for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lawrence.
When's the show of yours opening?
In October, as part of the Fringe Festival.
All right, we'll get you to come back, and we'll get that other bloke, and we'll have some kind of three-way table tennis challenge.
Yeah, but you're also working on that fine program that Chase will do as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm writing for them, yeah.
Yeah, Friday nights. After Silent Witness, whenever that might be.
And in a bit of a floating time slot, the Chaser, isn't it? What's going on there?
Oh, who knows? 9:40, 10:50, it always changes.
Thereabouts.
Great show.
Thanks to everyone who took part today, and I think our key phrase was...
What's in the box? What's in the box today?
And we'll be back tomorrow with Denise Drysdale. And it's all thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Well, I think we can assume that at some stage in their lives, most women are going to have sex.